Welcome back to Patent Pulse, your go-to show for breaking down the freshest patent filings shaping the future of tech. I'm Skylar, and today we've got a genuinely fascinating lineup covering everything from power-hungry cloud apps to live vocal performances getting an AI makeover. Huge thanks to our sponsors, Ada, who helps businesses integrate AI seamlessly into their workflows, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a serious portfolio of silicon industry companies and deep processor and chip design IP. They also partner with Ada to deploy AI at scale across any kind of business. All right, let's dive in. First up, we've got a patent from Intel, and this one is all about a problem that every cloud provider, every data center operator, and honestly, every power grid manager quietly loses sleep over. How much electricity is that one application actually using? Right now, when you've got dozens of apps all running on shared hardware, it's incredibly hard to pin down exactly how much power each individual app is consuming. You can measure the whole node, meaning the whole physical machine, but carving out exactly what belongs to a specific app, that's where it gets murky. Intel's solution is clever. They're proposing a system that uses telemetry data that's real-time performance metrics coming off the processor cores, combined with what they call application characteristics, essentially a profile of how that app tends to behave. From those two inputs, the system calculates weights. Think of them like percentage claims that represent how much of the core's power and how much of the shared resources power that app is responsible for. Then it multiplies those weights against the actual measured power draw of the node to get a per-app power estimate. Why does this matter? Well, as sustainability reporting becomes a legal requirement for big tech companies, and as cloud providers try to offer more granular billing and carbon tracking, knowing exactly how much juice each workload is pulling becomes genuinely critical. This is infrastructure-level intelligence, and Intel filing it tells you they're positioning themselves right at the center of the green computing conversation. Next, let's talk about a patent from Texas Instruments that might sound a little dry on the surface, error-correcting codes in memory systems, but stick with me, because this is actually a pretty elegant engineering puzzle. So here's the setup. Modern processors often have multi-level cache systems, and different parts of that hierarchy can use different types of error-correcting code, or ECC, to protect data integrity. ECC is basically the safety net that catches and fixes bit errors, tiny flips from 0 to 1 or 1 to 0 that can happen in memory. The problem arises when a requester, meaning some part of the system asking for data, expects one flavor of ECC protection, but the data was stored using a completely different flavor. Normally, that mismatch can trigger what's called a non-correctable error, which is essentially the system throwing up its hands and saying it can't guarantee the data is safe. Texas Instruments' innovation, here's a controller that can translate between ECC types on the fly. It receives data stored with one form of protection, transforms that protection to match what the requester expects, and sends it along cleanly. It's like having a universal adapter for data safety protocols. This has real implications for safety-critical applications. Automotive systems, aerospace, industrial controllers, anywhere where a memory error isn't just an inconvenience, it's a potential catastrophe. The fact that TI has been iterating on this patent lineage since 2019 tells you they've been refining this for years, and it's clearly a priority for their embedded and safety-focused product lines. Now here's one that's going to appeal to the hardware folks in the audience, a patent from Altera, which if you're not familiar is now part of the Intel family and is a major player in the FPGA world. FPGA's field programmable gate arrays are these incredibly flexible chips that can be reconfigured for all kinds of tasks, and they're everywhere in data centers, telecoms, and industrial applications. One of the classic headaches with FPGAs is something called voltage droop. When a chip suddenly ramps up its activity, like when a big computation kicks off, it draws a surge of current, and that surge can temporarily pull the voltage on the power rail below where it needs to be. Think of it like your home lights flickering when a high-powered appliance suddenly switches on voltage droop can cause timing errors, instability, and in worst cases, system failures. Traditional fixes involve bulky capacitors on the circuit board to absorb those surges, which adds cost and takes up precious space. Altera's approach is smarter. They implement what they call a clock skipping scheme, where the FPGA's clock signal selectively skips cycles during the moments when current is ramping up, essentially throttling the chip's switching activity at precisely the right times to prevent that voltage spike from happening in the first place. And critically, their system does this dynamically through EDA tooling. That's the software used to design chips, so it can be tuned to a user's specific power targets and use conditions without requiring them to redo their timing analysis. This is one of those patents where the elegance is in how much complexity they've hidden behind a clean, software-driven interface. All right, shifting gears quite a bit, patent 4 is from an individual inventor, which I always love to see on this show, and it's tackling something that anyone who has ever searched for an apartment or a house will immediately relate to. The problem is simple. Real estate listings show you where a property is on a map, but they don't tell you what your life actually looks like from that address. How far is it from work, from your kid's school, from the grocery store? Current listing sites let you filter by geography, like a radius circle on a map, but a radius doesn't account for actual transit time or transit distance along real roads and routes. This patent describes a system that instead of drawing a simple circular boundary around an address, calculates what's called a transit time boundary or a transit distance boundary, essentially an isochrone or isodistance map. So you could say, show me everywhere within a 30-minute commute of this address. And the system draws an irregularly shaped boundary that actually reflects road networks, traffic, and transit routes, displayed right on top of a geographic map that becomes an incredibly powerful tool for house hunters. Now, tools like this exist in some mapping products already, but patenting it in the context of real estate listing platforms and the specific system architecture described here suggests this inventor may be looking to license the concept or build a product around it. It's a genuinely user-centric idea, and it's a reminder that not every impactful patent comes from a giant tech corporation. And our final patent today is honestly one of the most fun ones I've come across in a while. It's from a company called Adel Corporation, and it's solving a problem that every touring vocalist knows intimately. When you perform live with a backing track, a pre-recorded layer of vocals that fills out your sound, you're essentially locked in sync with that recording. The track plays at a fixed tempo, and if you slow down, speed up, take a dramatic pause for effect, or just naturally phrase something differently in the moment, the backing track doesn't care. It keeps going at its own pace, and suddenly you've got this jarring mismatch between what the audience hears live and what's coming out of the speakers. Adel's patent describes a system that listens to the live vocal performance in real time, extracts vocal elements, things like phonemes, which are the individual sound units of speech and singing, as well as spectral audio data, and matches those against a pre-analyzed version of the backing track. When the system detects that the live performance is drifting ahead or behind, it adjusts the backing track's playback timing on the fly to stay in sync. But here's the really impressive part. It doesn't just sync timing. It also monitors what they call prosody factors, pitch, vibrato, accent, dynamics, stress, and it adjusts those in the backing track within predefined ranges to match the expressive quality of the live performance. So if a singer decides to add a little extra vibrato on a held note, the backing track can subtly mirror that. This is AI-assisted vocal performance tech, and it has the potential to genuinely change the live music industry, especially for solo artists, touring singers, and anyone using backing tracks in theatrical or live broadcast contexts. Really cool stuff. That's a wrap on today's patents, and what a lineup it was, from Intel reimagining power accounting in the cloud, to an individual inventor quietly improving how we find places to live, to AI that helps singers stay in sync with themselves. Big thanks to Ago Consulting, that's Ago Consulting, for their continued support of the show. And remember, Patent Pulse is brought to you by Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you're enjoying Patent Pulse, definitely check out our sister show on the Ada Podcast Network. The AI Hardware Show goes even deeper on the silicon and systems powering the AI revolution. So go give that one a listen. Subscribe to Patent Pulse wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a filing. And next episode, we're getting into some fascinating new patents around spatial computing and next-gen memory architectures. You're not going to want to miss it. Until then, keep watching the filings.